This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A senior U.S. official says the United States on Monday will sanction more than two dozen people and entities involved in Iran's nuclear missile and conventional arms programs. The move puts muscle behind U.N. sanctions on Tehran that Washington argues have resumed, despite the opposition of allies and adversaries. Speaking on condition of anonymity, the U.S. official said Iran could have enough material for a nuclear weapon by the end of the year, and that Tehran has resumed long-range missile cooperation with nuclear-armed North Korea. He did not provide detailed evidence. The new sanctions come a week after U.S. brokered deals for the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to normalize ties with Israel. Those are pacts that may draw together a wider coalition against Iran while appealing to pro-Israel U.S. voters ahead of the November 3rd election. A U.S. judge early Sunday blocked the Commerce Department from requiring Apple Incorporated and Alphabet Incorporated's Google search engine to remove Chinese-owned messaging app WeChat for downloads by late Sunday. U.S. Magistrate Judge Laurel Beeler in San Francisco said in an order that WeChat users who filed a lawsuit have made a valid argument that the WeChat block is unconstitutional. On Friday, the Commerce Department had issued an order citing national security grounds to block the app from U.S. app stores owned by Tencent Holdings. The Justice Department urged Beeler not to block the order. The U.S. Commerce Department did not immediately comment on Beeler's decision. WeChat has had an average of 19 million daily active users in the United States. It's popular among Chinese students, Americans living in China, and some Americans who have personal or business